The work of the Underground Railroad needed to be secretive, of course, but it seems many in this town knew what was going on, yet there was good reason to simply carry on without saying a word. We go underground as well on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In Fountain City, Indiana, you'll find the Levi and Catherine Coffin State Historic Site. The couple were Quakers, and they played an important role in helping slaves escape to the North. Much of what we know today about Levi comes from a book he wrote in the 1870s.
He talks about taking runaway slaves in false-bottom wagons where he could actually hide them and take them up the road further north into the next county, normally around 20 miles or so, to the next place of safety.
Joanna Hahn shares the story from the State Historic Site she helps oversee. While Levi's work was meant to be secretive, it seems many had an idea of what the Coffins were doing.
It actually becomes a kind of an open secret in our little community here what he's doing. But he's also established himself as a very trustworthy business person. His business interest grows, his investments grows, he's providing jobs to local folks here in the community. He's also invested in one of the banks in Richmond, Indiana. He helps to sign off on loans.
And with that amount of influence in his community, his work for the Underground Railroad went forward. But it was not without challenges.
At times, his businesses, even his personal properties, are threatened with violence. His own life is threatened because there are definitely people, even in Indiana, despite being a free state, don't agree with what Levi and others like him are doing. But despite those challenges, he never allowed that to get in the way of trying to accomplish what he thought was a greater work.
He lived here for about 20 years before making a move across state lines.
He and Catherine and their family will move to Cincinnati, Ohio, and almost as soon as they move to Cincinnati, they get involved in assisting freedom seekers going through that port, trying to get further north.
In Cincinnati, he would become a part of a movement to use economics to end slavery. It's an interesting chapter of American history, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Fountain City, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.